This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 90 for Tuesday, October 6th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were stronger on Tuesday, moving above nearby resistance to hit their best levels in 2 weeks. Canola is steady to up $5, November up 5 at $525.40 per ton. Malaysian palm oil futures posted sharp gains overnight, while Chicago soy oil was also higher. Good export demand for U.S. soybeans gave that market a boost today, as dryness concerns and seeding delays in Brazil may shift some more Chinese demand to the U.S. going forward. All that strength in outside markets spilled into canola, with weakness in the Canadian dollar and a slowdown in farmer selling also supportive. Farmers have made good deliveries into the commercial pipeline over the past few weeks, but with harvest operations nearing completion, there is a resulting slowdown in sales. In the U.S., prices are higher across the board, with the biggest gains in soybeans. November beans up 22 cents at $10.44 per bushel. The USDA announced private export sales of 154,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations this morning, with China the likely buyer. The U.S. soybean harvest was 38% complete as of this past Sunday. That's up 18 points from the previous week and 10 points ahead of the average for this time of year. That good harvest weather did keep a lid on the upside. Corn futures, they are higher, also up with broad-based buying interest underpinning most commodities today. December corn up 5 cents at $3.85 per bushel. The U.S. corn harvest was 25% complete in the latest weekly report. That's in line with the five-year average. The USDA releases updated supply-demand numbers on Friday, including updated yield estimates. Pre-report positioning was a feature. Wheat futures, they are higher today with the biggest gains in Kansas City. December Kansas City wheat up 10 cents at $5.34 per bushel. Chicago wheat 8 cents higher in December at $5.92 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat lagging to the upside, only up 2 cents in December at $5.37 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat crop was 52% seeded as of this past Sunday. That was at the higher end of trade estimates. Emergence at 24% was slightly ahead of average. World and U.S. wheat ending stocks estimates will be followed closely in Friday's report, with expectations for tightening world supplies. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, October 6th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.